I'm about to place is to a Mrs. Jenny Grubbs Hollinger, 1-502-237-3306, Scottsville, Kentucky. She lives on North 3rd Street. The zip is 42164. She's 78 years old. She's the daughter of Ada Grubbs, who was the daughter of Elizabeth and Isaac Hunt. Elizabeth Hunt was Andrew Porter's daughter. This lady would be a... This lady would be a great-granddaughter of Andrew Porter. She was referred to me by a Morris Grubbs, who I called last night, at 237-3820, who lives at Dumont Hill in Scottsville. Morris Grubbs is her nephew. This is September 2nd, Sunday, 1979. The time is 2:17. Is this Mrs. Hollinger?
Yes.
My name is J.C. Porter. I'm calling from Marion, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I talked to your nephew last night, Morris Grubbs.
Yes, he told me you did.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
Marion, Indiana.
Oh, is that where you live?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did he tell you what I called about and everything?
Yes, he said you were a relative.
Yeah, I guess we're distant relatives.
Yes, that's amazing. So,
let's see, you're the daughter of Ada Hunt and John
uh-huh.
Grubbs, right? And their parents were Isaac Newton Hunt and Elizabeth M. Porter.
Uh-huh.
I'm Ada's parents.
Uh-huh.
And...
Elizabeth Porter.
Huh?
Yes, Elizabeth Porter.
Do you know anything about the Porter family?
Not very much.
What have you heard about them?
Well, I just knew that Grandma was a Porter and that they lived in Virginia.
Yeah?
And that her father was a Methodist preacher, I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, Grandma came to Kentucky and married my grandfather when he came home from the Southern Army.
Oh, yeah?
And she was real young.
Yeah, she was 17 when they got married.
Well, I knew it was close to that.
Yeah?
Well, you seem to know more about them than I do.
I found their original marriage bond in Grayson County, Virginia.
Did what?
Found their original marriage license in Grayson County, Virginia.
You did?
Yeah, I've got a copy of it. They were married in 1865.
Kind of nice.
I'll send you a copy of it if you want one.
I'd love to have it.
Yeah. Yeah, they were married at her father's house, Andrew Porter. Have you ever heard of him?
Now, what was her father's name?
Andrew Porter.
Andrew. Well, I never did know that.
Yeah?
You have sort of a family record there?
Yeah. I'll be glad to send you one.
Oh, I'd love to have it.
Yeah, it's got her... I haven't got any farther on her father's side. They say he might have been illegitimate, and he took his mother's name.
Oh, is that her father?
Yeah, her father might have been illegitimate. I haven't found anything on his parents yet, so it might be true.
Well, I think my grandfather Hunt was I.N. Hunt. He was always known as. I think he was illegitimate.
He was?
Uh-huh.
On the marriage record, it said his parents were white.
I can't hear you very well.
Huh?
I can't hear you.
On the marriage record...
Your voice is fading till I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I'll call your operator and I'll hang up and let you tell them that you've had a bad connection.
Okay, I'll call back.
I can't hear you.
I'll call you back.
You want me to hang up?
Yeah. I'll call back. Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you.
Okay, I'll call back. I'll call you back, okay? Yeah, could you connect me? I was talking with a lady and I got a real bad connection. She couldn't hear me at all.
Yes.
The number is 1-502-237-3306.
237-3306. Your number?
674-5374.
I have the other one taken off for bail just a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Mrs. Hollinger?
Yes, I can hear you a little better, but not much.
Oh.
Did you ask the robbery to give you a better connection?
Yeah.
What was your father's name?
Huh?
What was your father's name?
Don Porter.
Don Porter.
This Andrew Porter is my great-great-great-grandfather.
Yes.
So he's pretty far back on my line.
Well, the only person I've heard my mother mention was Jim Porter that came to Allen County once and lived here a time.
I found that. He lived with them in 1880.
Uh-huh, he did.
Yeah, I found that in the 1880 census he was living with them. That was her brother.
Uh-huh.
He was 20 and she was 33 at the time.
Uh-huh.
Did they just have four kids, Isaac and Elizabeth?
No, they had, the oldest one's named Alex. And then the next one's named Justine. And, they had, Mama was Ada.
Yeah.
And John that lived, and there was some that died in between there.
Was his name George?
No. You mean the dad?
Yeah.
No, their children, the ones that died was named Lucy, and one was a boy named Winton, W-I-N-T-O-N.
You know, that's strange. One of the porters is named Winton.
As well, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Alec, he'd probably be named after her brother, Alexander, who was my great-great-grandfather.
Is that right?
And Alexander had a son named Winton. He named Winton.
Uh-huh.
And so family names run along together there.
Well, now, my Uncle Alec's family went to Florida, and they live down there, and there's some of them living down there.
Yeah? Do you have their address?
Well, I'd have to look it up. I'll have to send it to you.
Okay.
Now, George Hunt in Florida, he's made a lot of money down there. He's a contractor.
Who's he?
He's Alex's son.
Oh, he'd be your first cousin then.
Yes, he's my first cousin.
You don't have any aunts or uncles living, do you?
You what?
Aunts or uncles, they're all dead, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In fact, I'm the oldest child living.
Oh, yeah?
Of Ada Hunt.
Yeah.
And I went to lunch today with Marguerite Hunt, who is Uncle John Hunt, that was Mama's brother. She's their oldest living child, too.
She what?
Marguerite, that I went to lunch with today.
Oh, yeah?
The oldest child of Uncle John Hunt.
Oh, is that right?
She's the oldest child living.
She's Margaret McClellan?
Yes, Marguerite McClellan.
Yeah, Morris Grubbs, he told me of her.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I thought I'd write her a letter, too. I was going to send him all the information and write you and send you all the information I have and send her some information.
Well, that's mighty nice of you. And your first name is what?
J.C.
J.C.
No, that's my initials. That's what I go by.
Uh-huh.
J.C. Porter.
J.C. Porter. And you live in Marion, Indiana.
Uh-huh. Whenever I write you, do you think you guys could send me all the information on, like, you know, your mom, all of her kids and grandkids and all that?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
And I'll ask for some more information, like who some of the kids of your other aunts and uncles are, so they can send me that information, if that'd be okay.
All right.
When did Isaac Hunt die?
Well, he died in about 19 and, let's see, my grandmother Hunt died in 1913. Just a second.
Okay.
died in November the 2nd, 1916.
Yeah.
And Grandma died May the 8th, 1913.
May the 8th.
Uh-huh.
You don't have her full birth date, do you?
Who, my grandmother?
Uh-huh.
She's born April 18th, 1848.
April 18th?
Oh, now, I have her Elizabeth Matilda Porter.
Matilda?
Uh-huh.
I knew it was an M, but I didn't know what the M stands
uh-huh,
for.
Uh-huh, that's what it is.
And when was Isaac born, his full date?
He was born September 16th, 1847.
I had the years for both of them, but I didn't have the month and day.
Now, this says they were married August 30th, 1865. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's what the marriage record says. Yeah, they were married at her father's house, Grayson County, Virginia.
They were.
Yeah. Well, keep going. I don't want to...
Well, then that Samuel Wintonhurst was born 1867 and died in 18... He was born May the 26th, 67, and he died October the 4th.
His name was Samuel Winton?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's strange. My uncle, my great-great-grandpa Alexander, he had a son, Samuel, and a son, Winton.
Well, and what did you say? Your grand... this is Jim Porter that came to Allen County. Was he your great-grandfather?
No, he wouldn't be a direct ancestor, but he'd be a brother to your grandmother. He'd be a brother.
Yes, I know he is.
And a brother to my great great grandfather.
Your great great grandmother.
Grandfather.
Grandfather.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. I'll send you a chart with everybody on it so you can understand who everybody is.
If there's any information you want on there that I have, I'll be glad to give it to you. And I'll send you the address of one of these relatives in Clearwater, Florida, so that if you want to write to them, you want to. But now they won't know much about it.
Okay. I was going to ask you, have you ever heard anything about an old Bible, an old family Bible?
No, I don't have it.
Do you know of anybody that would?
No, I don't.
Do you have any pictures of Isaac and Elizabeth?
Well, I really don't. I had some larger pictures. I gave them to one of my granddaughters that's interested in the family, and she lives in Texas.
Oh, Well, see, I do my own photography, and I've had several people send me pictures in the mail, and then I copy them and send them back and send them copies. And I'm going to send you guys a picture of all of your grandmother's brothers and two of her sisters. I've got a bunch of pictures of them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I figured you might be glad to get them.
Yes, I would. Well, you've really accumulated some information there. Now, I do have, I think, somewhere a picture of my grandfather Hunt. Ian Hunt?
Yeah.
He was quite a successful. He bought and sold tobacco in this county.
Oh, yeah?
And he was a very nice-looking old man.
Yeah? But you don't think you have a picture of his wife?
I might have one of him, but I think I gave my grandmother's picture away.
Hmm. Well, yeah, if you know anybody that's got one of her, I'd like to have one of both of them. You know, copy it, and then I could send it back and give copies to people.
I tell you, Marguerite McClellan might have one.
Yeah?
I'll have to see.
Okay.
I was telling her about your calling, but I didn't know much about it then.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you and Morris and her all three information on it, and I'll ask her in the letter if she does, and you can ask her for me also if you would.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'll tell you, we're all getting old. I'm 75.
Yeah.
And she's 69, and she's retired, and I had a stroke in March of this year, so I'm just learning to walk again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a shame that, you know, there's only a few pictures and...
Beg your pardon?
I think it's a shame that, you know, only a few people have pictures and then, you know, eventually everybody dies and the pictures are lost.
Yes.
And I've copied probably 100 pictures of relatives, and I'm trying to get all I can, you know, so we'll be able to keep them. Someday I hope to write a book and put everybody's in it, you know, and I'd include a chapter on Isaac and Elizabeth Hunt.
Uh-huh.
And have their pictures in there, and maybe their children.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Now, Marguerite is more likely to have one of my grandmother hunting, because I don't think I have one. I gave it to my granddaughter in Texas.
Yeah? Well, okay, if you can dig anything up, let me know, and I'll write all three of you a letter and send you a bunch of information.
Well, that's certainly nice of you, and if you'll ask me for any information,
Okay.
In there, I'll try to supply what I have.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
Because, you see, my mother and her brothers and sister is all dead.
Yeah.
And as I told you, I'm the oldest granddaughter of Ada Hunt. I'm the oldest child of Ada Hunt living.
Yeah.
And Marguerite is the oldest one of John Hunt.
Yeah.
And now, let's see, Chestine Hunt's children are all dead.
Oh, they are.
You have anything on him?
I just have his name, but you could send me perhaps some of his descendants in the letter, maybe.
Uh-huh.
If that'd be okay. That was his real name, Chastine.
J-C-S-T-W-E-N.
Where'd they get that at? That doesn't seem like a man's name.
My grandfather had a brother named that, I think.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. That is an unusual name, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It is. But now, Uncle Chastine's family is all dead.
Hmm. And this George Hunt, born in 1869, he wasn't one of your uncles?
George?
Yeah.
George Alexander, that's Uncle Alex.
Oh, okay, that's who that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I found him in the census, and I couldn't put him together since you guys didn't mention him.
I'll send you the address of his son in Florida that I told you has done real well, and he has been worth a lot of money, but I don't think he's worth as much now as he was.
Yeah.
But since I've grown older, I used to go down there, but I haven't been in several years.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, okay, that'll be fine then, if you send me that.
I certainly thank you for calling me.
Well, I appreciate talking to you. I'm real glad to get to talk to all these people down there.
Well, maybe you can.
Yeah. I might come down there some weekend, maybe, and talk to some of the distant relatives.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd be glad to see you.
Yeah. I'm only 19.
Beg your pardon?
I'm only 19.
Oh, you're only 19.
Yeah.
Well, that's lots of difference than that in 76.
Yeah, I'm just a youngster, I guess.
I can't hear you again.
Oh, am I fading out?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How large a family do you have?
Oh, I'm not married. I still live at home.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't
what
have
do
any...
You do?
I'm a draftsman at a factory here in Marion. And I'm going to school part-time also.
Oh.
I keep pretty busy between that and the family tree.
Well, my occupation, I first worked in a bank where Marguerite McClellan worked.
Yeah?
But I went into the income tax business, and I made some money there, and I retired.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And that's what Morris Scruggs is doing.
Oh, he's in the income tax business. Huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he seemed like a real nice man. How old is he?
Oh, yes, he's a fine boy.
Is he about...
I think he's 50 now.
Oh, he's that old. I figured he was a little bit younger. I got that impression.
No, he's 50 years old.
Yeah? Hmm. Well, I'll send you a bunch of information on the family.
All right, then. I'll try to send you some.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.